Hello, my name is Tim Wall with Success Learning Systems, and today I will be interviewing Kevin Donlin out of the Minnesota area, and he has a business known as Guaranteed Resumes. He has a passion and skill set actually helping people get positions and literally guarantees it with a double your money back guarantee. And I'm very, very impressed with what I've seen and talked with Kevin. We had the good fortune of meeting a few months ago. You may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. Kevin, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
Well, it was back in May of 1994. I sat down with a legal pad and started writing down the skills I enjoyed using. Connected the dots and, believe it or not, came up with resume writer as a job for me. It's a short form of the answer, but, you know, in a nutshell, that's how anybody can really discover their passion is to brainstorm, just write down without editing yourself the skills you most enjoy using, and then start connecting the dots, combining two and three skill sets and see what jobs they would lead you to. And that's what I suggest for my clients, and, I suggest it because I've used it myself with a good deal of success. So that's how I did it.
Okay. So you've really been doing this pretty much and evolving and growing it since the mid-90s.
Correct. I first hung out a shingle, as it were, January of 96 to write resumes for folks. And, you know, my background, I'd studied and dabbled in direct marketing before then. And I just used all the principles and methods I had learned to market products and services to market clients in the job market, and it turned out to be very successful. And then I quit the job I had working for a marketing communications company 2 years later, went full-time in 1998. And since then, about a year ago, it's a year prior to our call today, I changed the direction of my business. Guaranteed Resumes is still the parent company, but I'm really now involved in a division of that, which is called The Simple Job Search. And that's where we provide coaching as well as resume writing to clients. And it's just a broader name, which, conveys the idea that it's beyond resumes. It's everything related to the job search, and we do try to make it simple for people. So thus the name, The Simple Job Search.
Okay, and I was going through your site, and I had seen it before, and I was kind of refreshing myself on it this morning. The number of testimonials that you have are just absolutely incredible. You've helped a lot of people, and this isn't just in the Minnesota area. I saw they're from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And what is some of the gratification you get as far as when you see somebody that may have been struggling as far as getting a position, and then they were able to secure one through your coaching?
Well, it's very gratifying. It's when you help one person find a job, you're really helping an entire family. So if it's
mm-hmm.
one breadwinner who gets a new position, then their spouse is happier, their kids are happier, friends and relatives are happier. It's a very positive ripple effect that I find. And another thing I find is for every testimonial I get, there are probably two or three other people who have been helped and just forgot to thank me. People aren't ingrates by nature. They're just busy by nature. So it used to grate on me a little bit when people would find jobs and not, let me know. But now I just realize they're just busy working in those new jobs. And,
sure.
So that's a rule of thumb. I've found that for every one person who says thanks, there's probably two or three others who are also helped. So it's a really good business that I'm involved in. I'm very happy with it. And, it helps to – you need more than money as a reward. And a testimonial or just a thank you email from a client can put you on cloud nine for the rest of the day.
Sure, and I'm sure also that with a lot of the people you've helped locate positions, that you've probably lined up a pretty good referral mechanism that's probably come out of that as well.
Yeah, referrals are really critical, very important for the success of any business, and I've learned a lot from people like Jay Abraham, for example, Dan Kennedy, and all the successful marketing teachers will tell you that you need to have a structured referral system in place. And I do have lots of little things going on that encourage people to make referrals, But you just cannot sit back and wait for them to happen. You have to actively encourage them. So that, you know, anybody listening to this, if you're in business for yourself, you want to do anything that you can to actively encourage your clients and customers to refer others to your business. Very, very important.
Sure. Well, and, you know, since you and I met actually out there in L.A. at Jay's reunion, and by the way, I did a good interview with his COO, Spike Humor, yesterday,
okay.
Which is on my website, just to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be passing that on to a lot of other people. Spike, as you know, we observed this past spring, is just a phenomenal mental giant as far as, you know, marketing and promoting and that kind of thing. So, but obviously, Jay and Spike both talk about the importance of referrals. Could you give a couple ideas specifically as far as how you run your referral system that could actually help some of the listeners that may be picking up on this?
Sure. You have to, it has to be part of your mindset. It's got to be in the back of your mind, something that you're going to bring up in every conversation that you have with clients. And I even have people who don't buy from me, I ask them, you know, tell your friends and family, tell three people today or this week about my website. It helps to be able to give something away for free. So rather than say, buy my stuff, I say, you know, tell your friends they can download a free job search manifesto at thesimplejobsearch.com. And that's a non-threatening way to get folks to tell others. I also send out anybody who buys something from me is going to get autoresponder emails, especially my resume writing clients, and those go out for months and years at a time, actually. And at the end of each, there's a request, you know, tell your friends, forward this email to your friends. I also used to have, I'm not writing resumes individually, but when I was, I always, in every communication, told people, you'll get a bounty, a referral bounty. Sometimes it was $10, sometimes it was $25. But for every new client who comes your way, I'll send you a check for $10 or $25.
Mm-hmm,
and it's
mm-hmm.
important, too, I found after asking people that some people were offended by that. They felt like they were kind of prostituting themselves, to
mm-hmm.
put it unmildly, I guess. If you're offering just money to people, that won't attract all the people that you want. So you have to give them an option. I say you can get a $25 check or you can discount your friend's order $25 courtesy of you,
mm-hmm.
or I can send you an Amazon.com gift certificate for $25. And once
mm-hmm.
I gave them the choice like that, I found that my referrals increased markedly because the more options you give them, the more likely one of them is going to hit home. So a little thing like that really helped for me.
Yeah. No, that's a great tip, Kevin. And obviously what you're doing is you're kind of putting the control back on their side as far as, you know, various options or choices that they make. I think that's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, the idea that you're encouraging and literally coaching, cultivating the idea of referrals, because really what you're offering is something of enormous value. And there's really no reason why, you know, more people shouldn't let others know, especially if they're in between you know, jobs or they're looking to move up on another one or whatever. And, you know, that makes total sense, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
How about, obviously I can hear your passion coming through on this. If you could give our listeners two or three useful tips. And when I actually called in, I got your machine earlier, and I thought that was real good as far as the tip that you had on your recording. I thought that was fantastic. A couple tips you could give, you know, two or three of them, that, you know, the listeners could actually use now at this point. And obviously, you know, I'm going to certainly be beating the drum and encouraging people to, you know, contact, you know, your company directly and everything. But, you know, some tips that, you know, stand out that, you know, they could actually be doing, you know, today.
Sure. And as far as my voicemail goes, I discovered that everybody says the same thing. And if everyone's saying the same thing on voicemail, it means nothing. You know, I'm not here. Please leave a message, blah, blah. So what
mm-hmm.
I do is I put job search tips on my voicemail.
Great idea.
People
great
can call
idea.
And hear them. And I get you have to think, you know, what could I say on my voicemail that would be remarkable and that would get people to literally make remarks about it positive? And I get about 10 to 20% of my voicemails that I hear from people, they're laughing or they're saying that was good. And when they're smiling and thinking positively about you when they're leaving a voicemail, how much more likely are they to eventually become clients or to refer others? Well, the answer is much more likely. So, you know, just show it. So the one tip I would give is showcase your expertise on your voicemail. Don't prattle on. I mean, you should keep the whole voicemail message to 30 to 45 seconds, because then you got people who call back two or three times. They're not going to want to hear that again. You may want to give them an option to press pound and bypass the voicemail. You know, be smart about it, but, you know, showcase your expertise on your voicemail. That's one tip. The second tip is really, when it comes to business, you're never perfectly ready to make big jumps. When I quit my full-time job in 98 to go into this business, you know, frankly, my wife was scared, and she said, are you sure you want to do this? Is this the right time? I said, well, you know, there's never a right time. There was never a right time for us to get married. There's never a right time for us to buy our first house. So maybe not right time is not correct. Maybe perfect is the better way to say it. So, you know, there's never a perfect time to make big leaps, but I find that if you know where you're destination is, the route will be revealed on the way, and you just got to get busy and get going. So I just said, you know, we got money in the bank. I've got money coming in from my business. I would have never quit my full-time job unless I was sure this was going to work. So, of course, I didn't quit first and then start a business. I had the business going on the side. Once it was bringing in enough revenue, I just determined, you know, if I did this full-time, I'd make more money. So that's when I decided to make this to quit my job. And the funny thing is, my boss begged me to come back, and I ended up telecommuting for a while and making more money than when I was full-time working in an office. So good things can happen if you have a worthy destination in mind. So I guess the second tip I would give is, for anybody getting ready to start in business or start a new project that's going to stretch you and it's going to make you uncomfortable, there's never a perfect time to do it. You just got to get busy and get going, and the answers will be revealed along the way. I've always found that to be true. Really, a comfort zone can kill you. A comfort zone is like a coffin. You get relaxed, you're lying on your back, and you might as well just nail the lid shut, because whenever you plateau and get comfortable, you can bet that bad things are going to happen. So you've always got to challenge yourself. And again, I've plateaued myself several times over my career, and you really don't know it until you've been on a plateau for several weeks or months. But comfort can kill you, I think, in business for yourself. So the third tip I would give is let yourself get comfortable. Always find new challenges, or else you're just going to be an ordinary business, you know. And that's where a lot of businesses stagnate and die, is where they get comfortable. So if you're not growing, you're dying.
I'll totally agree with that, and it's interesting. You know, you triggered a couple thoughts, you know, on my end with what you've just said, and that you know. Been to several of Tony Robbins seminars, and he said, you know, none of us are selling a product or a service. All we're all selling is a feeling state or mood. In other words, how people look at us, how people feel about the particular business that we're doing will determine whether, you know, they come back, whether they refer other people, and that kind of thing. The other one is from Brian Tracy, when you talked about that comfort zone, and always being willing to, you know, stretch beyond that so that you know, a lot of times when you go out there in the unknown, he says it's like walking down a dark corridor. Until you actually take the walk down the dark corridor, you won't see some of the side doors that will actually open up for you. Mm-hmm. But you've got to have the courage, basically, to step forward and do that kind of thing. So totally, totally agree as far as what, you know, just what you're discussing there. How about
elaborate. Yeah, I think it was Buckminster Fuller who wrote about the idea of precession, I believe. Precession being, as you go, I think I heard it said by Mark Victor Hansen, you know, a bee going from flower to flower thinks that it's feeding itself, but it's really pollinating the flowers and making the world better for everybody else. It's just, you know, by going along in these activities, new and better things are being revealed and being done. So, if you again, it's all boils down to action and movement. So you'll never get anywhere without action. And when you do take action, lots of unforeseen benefits and results are going to come out. And you just never know what's going to happen, but it's almost always going to be positive if you're headed in the right direction.
No, great metaphor. Great metaphor. Absolutely, couldn't agree with you more. And you know, being able to see Mark Victor Hansen at Jay's event back in the April was just amazing. And, you know, Buckminster Fuller, you know, some people haven't heard of him, but I've described Buckminster Fuller as kind of like Albert Einstein, only about 8 or 10 different disciplines. I mean, the guy was truly a multi-level genius, you know, like Leonardo da Vinci and mm-hmm. some of the others. And let me try to pin you down for one more tip here, Kevin, if it's okay. Before you know, then I definitely want to get your contact information. Mm-hmm. This has been wonderful. So another thought or tip that you could give us, sir?
Oh, sure. Well, I think since we're talking about genius, I don't know if this would come across as controversial, and I think that genius is overrated. It's misused. It's overused, and people are going around looking for geniuses to lead them. And really, I think Michelangelo said, if people knew how hard I worked, they wouldn't call me a genius. He actually said that, or words to that effect. And now,
sure.
You know, Thomas Edison, who was my childhood hero, actually, along with Gordie Howe, so figure that out. Mm-hmm. But Thomas Edison said that...
little different disciplines there, right?
Yeah. I think Thomas Edison said that, you know, opportunity is always there, but most people don't recognize it because it's usually dressed in work clothes. And Thomas Edison was all about hard work. He literally worked night and day, taking naps only when he couldn't stay awake any longer. And, you know, I think you'll find all great people of achievement. I think they're... What we call genius is really the result of hard work and being prolific. And, you know, another cliche, the harder you work, the luckier you get. You see a pattern here. It's more about doing the effort and making the effort and working the long hours. It's not sexy, but there it is. You know, Michelangelo worked night and day, Picasso night and day, Thomas Edison night and day. You don't have to give up your family or your friends, but you do have to really work all the time that your butt is in the chair in your office. And if you're seized by a passion and you're really caught up in your goals, then it's not going to seem like work to you. When I first started out in my business, I was easily working 60 to 70 hours a week, and it didn't bother me. I was writing resumes till 2 in the morning, and my wife was supporting me. She still does, but it's just a wonderful feeling when you're caught up in your own little crusade. Tony Robbins has called it a magnificent obsession. He actually got the term from someone else who had written it years before. But you've really got to be obsessed by your goal. And then when you are, the work doesn't seem like work. As long as your work seems like play, then you're on the right track. And if your work is drudgery, then you need to step back and ask yourself, is this what I want to be doing? And if it's not, you got to trust your gut and listen to your gut for the answer. But once you know that you're on the right track, then just when you study people of genius, whether it's Buckminster Fuller, Albert Einstein, they were all working night and day, and it's because they were seized, their goals literally gripped them. And that's the thing I'm always looking for in my business, is projects that engage me so much that I find that I'm missing meals. And actually last night I blew right through dinner and didn't bother me. And so that, you know, that means I'm on the right track this month anyway. So I would encourage people to just realize that I think genius is overrated, and much of what we call genius is really the result of hard work. I could go on at length on that, but just recognize that fact, and you're ahead of the pack.
Sure, sure. No, I great thoughts there, Kevin. I certainly echo your sentiments there. This has been wonderful, Kevin. Could you give some contact information as far as our listeners are concerned, and you know how they could get a hold of you? And I already spoke to you earlier about a contact that I'm going to be getting you set up there with and everything. And I'm just wondering if you could leave us with some of your wonderful contact information.
Yeah, the best way to reach me is through my website, thesimplejobsearch.com. I also write a syndicated newspaper column every week on job search. And I make it available free to folks who have employment websites or any way connected with careers. And I also have an affiliate program that goes along with the free content. And the best way to get started is to take a look at my website. You can email me if you have any questions. Just mention Tim Law, and I'd be happy to reply. The good email to reach me there would be Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, at thesimplejobsearch.com.
Okay. Well, fantastic. This has been wonderful, Kevin. I appreciate your time very, very much. I know you're super busy, and I will definitely be in touch here.
Good. My pleasure, Tim. Thanks very much.
Okay, and I'll be forwarding the link on to you with this as well, Kevin. You should have that in just a few minutes.
Very good. I appreciate it.
Okay. You have a great day, and I'll be in very close touch with you.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay. Have a wonderful one now. Okay, bye-bye.